God, you were a dirty little scumbag, Eric. You were on dope.
Dirty little dog.
What
yeah.
were you? Now, were you a dope shooter?
No,
that was your thing?
No, I wasn't. No. Just
so what did you do?
Just drinking and cocaine, basically. Yeah, which is You do a lot of. You do some fucking on cocaine. Hey, this is Eric Melvin from NOFX, the punk rock band. You're listening to Radio Like You Want.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want.
With your hosts, Mike Routier
and Flag the Ripper.
Oh, good Lord, Radio Like You Want back on the attack with the Morning Mallard.
It's drive time fun, Mike. We have returned for another edition of Radio Like You
Get your
Want.
Coffee mug, your commuter mug filled up. It's time
That's
to
right.
go.
That's right. All you regular working Joes, Mike Routier has worked overtime this week, and you have brought not one, but two recording artists to the fore this week, Mike.
That's right. Fat Records finest. We got none other than NOFX and Teenage Bottle Rocket.
So all you kids out there that all wear the same shorts and still believe in rights for people, you're going to dig
the
us
fools.
This week. We got Teenage Bottle Rocket and NOFX. But of course, Mike, we got all the classic Radio Like You Want features.
Globetrotter, we got one coming in from Blitzkrieg Butt from Germany.
Blitzkrieg Butt.
Estrogen OD, of course. Stuff for the ladies.
Gotta have the ladies up in there. And it came
from the garage. Ooh, it's gonna get scary up in this
bitch.
We're
even getting a visit from Krusty Curmudgeon.
You think he's
week,
around the studio?
He
I heard he passed away.
I think I saw him passed out on the staircase. He took too much, Plavix and Advil or something out there.
Plavix.
So maybe we'll play. Maybe we can.
Have you heard what that stuff does to you, Blag?
It is unimaginable.
So you did knock out a couple of good interviews to Teenage Bottle Rocket and NOFX with Eric Melvin. I think you did the Eric Melvin one while we were at that Reverend Horton Heat show. I turn around to grab a beer. This guy knocks out an interview.
I'm on the grind. I'm on the grind, baby.
You're just doing
these
things.
It was between Heat and the Super Suckers. I said, let's get some work done up in here. Eric Melvin, always a genius to talk to. Always has free Coke for me. It's all good, and it's
good to start. New music, too, by One Man Army. Plastique, She's an Alarm on Radio.
Like You Want.
See something that night. Something that had intelligence enough to seek him out and destroy him later.
Never send a monster to do the work of an evil scientist. Now be a cooperative little bunny and let me have your brain, your brain.
fist guts the ignorant of the goddamn gallows, and you're listening to Radio Like You Motherfucking Want!
Digging that one there, brand new one from the goddamn Gallows, Serafino from Seven Devils. I guess it's not that brand new. It came out last year, but still.
We saw them opening for Horton Heath. They put on a great show, the goddamn Gallows. A little retro-y, a little new, a little old.
A little this, a little that, a little hey, how are ya? Before that, Dick Dale in his Deltones, Jungle Fever, 1962. Rudimentary Peni, B-Ward from their debut 7-inch back in 1981. And we started off with a brand new one from One Man Army. Brand new 7-inch just came out. That one's called Plastique, the track off of that. And She's an Alarm is the name of the 7-inch.
One Man Army returns, Mike. That's good news,
Jack,
huh?
Jack Dalrymple or...
Jack Dalrymple. Now, he's also been playing with Spike in the Revolt.
That's right.
So Jack, I guess, is making a comeback. Don't call it a comeback.
No, I wouldn't dare. But yeah, he's kicking the lid off the coffin for sure.
So that's more Fat Records Finest, right? One Man Army? Or are they...
I think they've moved on from the label, but you know, that's what you do.
That's certainly what I did. Generally, I would get kicked off the label, Mike, and then I would sort of...
You never put anything out on Fat, did you?
That's right. I don't think Mike likes the Dwarves. He always will do drugs with me if we hang out, but I don't think he really likes my rock band. And that I respect him that much more for that, because he still comes to the show just to get high.
See that, kids? You don't have to like the band. Just bring some blow.
Just bring some blow. And that, in fact, that's going to be the name of Fat Mike's solo album, I think. Just bring some blow.
Well, you know, to get some blow, you got to travel far and wide. And I always like to do a little traveling when I got me an 8-ball. Maybe a little globetrotting. Globetrotter, spanning the 9 continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, of Kumbaya, of Chaos and Carnage.
So join us now, live from Points Unknown, as we bring you Globetrotter.
Achtung, this is Blitzkrieg Bert from Bitterfeld, Germany. Check out Ausschlag on this week's Globetrotter.
Stärker, ich bin raus aus dem Knast, ich bin erst nur noch der Pass. Aber ich bin immer blind, bin so Geh mal weiter. Komm, komm.
Gut, gut, super gut. Gut, gut, super gut. Gut, gut, super gut. Alles super gut. Gut, gut, super gut. Gut, gut, super gut. Gut, gut, super gut. Alles super gut. Gut, super gut. Gut, gut, super gut. Gut, gut, super gut. Alles super gut.
Shut up. We didn't come here for pleasure.
Radio Like You Want. This is John Gentile from Philly, staff writer at punknews.org, and I'm here to bring you some brand new music from one of my favorite newer bands. Today's track comes from Kicker, who features on vocals Pete the Roadie, who's roadie to the punk rock stars. He's roadie for Chumbawamba, Jello Biafra, Fugazi, Neurosis, Antisect, Amoebix, Shrapnel, Chaos UK. He's roadie for all of them, but he's got a brand new band of his own. They've got a new album coming out next week called Not You. This is off that, and it is called Krusty Island.
Another fucking island is in the North Pole. No one has to fucking want the government's on the dole. This is just the island and all the birds is free. You can take your dogs there, you're fucking trusty. Lots of fucking shows on, you won't have to pay. Trustees on the fucking door, white men will play all day. This is just the island, all the change is fair. You can meet your mates there with filthy timber there. Yeah, this is just the island. Yeah, this is just the island. Yeah, this is Scotty Island.
even have to do the phony barf coming out of that. That's pretty sweet.
Now, is this guy English or faux English, Mike? I can't even tell. What is the story here? I liked that track. It was kooky. I'll give him credit.
It was
nutty.
It was wacky. I don't know.
I don't know. The vocals, though. I mean, do they just let anybody sing? Shouldn't you have to get a license
of
some kind?
Hey, man. That's the roadie dude that everyone knows.
The roadie, of course. Roadies are always great singers.
John Gentile, back in action. Send a brand new one to us from Kicker, Krusty Island, from the Not You LP, I believe it is. Kicker has a few 7-inches, but I think that LP is coming out. Adam and the Ants before that. Physical. From the Dog Eat Dog 7-inch, Adam and the Ants, or Adam Ant anyways, currently gallivanting around the U.S., playing a bunch of old tracks, kicking the lid off of his coffin, as it were.
I heard a great story about Adam Ant, Mike, and
do
I'm going
to
waste your time by telling you this. My good friend Danny Bland played in a show that opened for Adam Ant, and they had a strict rule, because I guess bands were always fucking with this guy. He said, any band has to shut themselves up in their dressing room, and you're not allowed to look at Mr. Ant
don't
as he goes
gaze.
By.
Can you use a mirror, like with the Gorgon? Yeah.
I think Prince has a similar rule at his recording studio. You're supposed to turn your face to the wall. No mad dog in the master, I guess. So
is he like Islamic law, like Taliban style there?
So Adam Ant's walking down the hallway, and of course Danny, being Danny, just has to peek out and look. He looks, and he sees the guy literally prancing knees up down the hallway.
Like a dwarf show.
Yeah, he said it was about the gayest thing he ever saw. No wonder he closed everybody in their dressing room.
Auschlag before that. Rouse, that's our Globetrotter of the Week, sent into us by Blitzkick Bert. All right, Teenage Bottle Rocket interview coming on up. Here's the Maverick by them from Freak Out.
You say it's not my flying, it's my attitude. Goose and I will bust the tower if we're in the mood. My old man gave me a bad rap, so Charlie's giving me a hard time.
Teenage Bottle Rocket with Maverick. Now, Maverick, is that about Sarah Palin or John McCain?
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, we just stay away from politics in general in our songs, so it's actually about Tom Cruise.
Isn't Tom himself a political act now? Are you guys Scientologists? Can I break the story? Teenage Bottle Rocket goes Scientologist?
No breaking story here. We stay away from politics and religion, so... Yeah, I mean, the song is about Top Gun, the movie Top Gun, and it's, like, totally goofy, and we were going to write a song about Overboard with Kurt Russell, and we didn't, and we ended up with a song about Top Gun.
Punk rock girls, Ray, do they need, I mean, too many tattoos, too many piercings, or are you just used to this?
Being from Wyoming, there's, like, two punk rock girls, and they're kind of mean.
Maybe they'll find each other. Maybe they can become punk rock lesbians.
That's a possibility. Maybe they'll hook up. I like them in all shapes and forms, I guess. My girlfriend probably doesn't want to hear that. I don't really like my girlfriend.
She's the only girl I ever liked.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about Headbanger. What's the, is this is your salute to Heschers?
Yeah, it is, you know, and be careful with it. If you headbang, you might hurt your neck.
This is Teenage Bottle Rocket on radio like you want, 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 like you want. Teenage Bottle Rocket with Headbanger, and I have Ray from the Bottle Rocket on the phone with me.
I'm stoked for tour, excited to get on the road and play these new songs to everyone.
And are you still out in Wyoming, or where are you at?
Yeah, currently I live in Wyoming, and the rest of the band does too, except for Joe, where he moved an hour south before Colorado. And I live in Laramie, which is where the University of Wyoming is, so it's a little less redneck compared to the rest of the state.
What was it like starting a punk band in Wyoming a decade ago?
We're just constantly booking our own shows. We managed to get on a gig in at Gilman Street. And our friends in Chuck Failing played, and they have some members that are in Enemy U. And we, at that point, we just had a whole bowl full of CDs, like CDRs. And we were going out and just giving them away for free, and one of those CDs managed to get to Toby's. And whenever we just, you know, did our own thing, I think we booked that show at Gilman Street with 7-inch. You know, I was like one of the only venues you could send a 7-inch in and get a show.
Are you guys big drinkers, big drug addicts? What's the poison in Teenage Bottle Rocket?
The poison for Teenage Bottle Rocket is just a little bit of everything. We do have this rule, sort of unwritten law, where we don't drink before we play. Mm-hmm. And it sort of sucks because there's always opening bands rating our beer, because we certainly drink after we play. And during our set, we drink, you know, whenever we start towards that, it's always like the first couple shows where people don't know what the hell's up, and they're like, wow, there's so much beer here. Why isn't anybody drinking this? And, you know, we're usually on stage at that point. We get off stage to find out, and it's like, man, dude, you know, just chill out on that beer while, you know.
You guys are sort of keeping the mantle alive of, you know, pop punk, songs about your girlfriend. What's coming next?
It's kind of weird because, you know, we record these records and I always get ideas for songs right whenever a record comes out. But we're just chilling out and we're riding the wave of this new release at this point. And I'm sure whenever the next record comes out, we're going to change up the album artwork very little. We're going to go blue this time. I think we're due for blue. So things are definitely going to be different. It's going to be a different record.
Teenage Bottle Rocket on radio like you want.
Fusures wide open door. Lynchman is a human and alive.
Mutilate Me. Teenage Bottle Rocket right there. Henchman from Mutilate Me. Well, nice job there, Blag. Very insightful.
It was fun talking to the boys from Teenage Bottle Rocket. I was never really that familiar with them. They were one of those bands that kind of got past my radar. But I was reminded of that conversation we had with Chad from Fat Records.
Uh-huh.
You were giving him shit because he's saying all the Fat Record bands sound the same, which I know he hears all the time. And he got mad and you know, well, he didn't get mad, but he, you know.
Tables were thrown, yeah, bottles were broken, you know, it happens.
He corrected you and said, but you know what? That's what I like about Fat. That's what I want. I mean, if I'm going to put on a Fat thing, that's what I want to hear. You know what I mean? It's you know what you're going
to
get.
Well, that might have been taken off subject a little bit, because I do agree that having a label that has a sound to it, like Motown or something, is beneficial and helps the label. And, you know, it's not like a major just dumping house for anything that people might think is cool. But, you know, I tend to think the bands just sound so much alike that it's sometimes the lines get blurred. You hear them. And without yet, knowing what you're listening to, and you know, who is this again?
What? And yet, you know, that turns out to be the definition of what's really going on. But I had a good time talking to the Teenage Bottle Rocket.
Hey, best
they got
of
some
luck
ripping to
those
songs
guys.
On the new record, Freak Out.
Anybody so who can have a punk band out of Wyoming, you know, that's all
I
good.
Know. Well, we talked some about that, and yeah, I'm always fascinated by that. I mean, doesn't it freak you out to be like walking around Wyoming? But I mean, I guess that's a typical asshole.
I like Wyoming. You know, I think it'd be cool to be in a punk band and live way out there. And then you're not, you know, always in the scene and all that bullshit. You can just go out to your ranch and hang out and then go do your tours.
Right, and you don't pay the ludicrous rents that you and I do to pretend that San Francisco's
it's
good.
Almost, it's really scary.
Oh, my Lord. We got taken by surprise that time, Mike. What happened?
It came from the garage is what happened, Blag. Like a ton of bricks. The cavemen coming on up. It's trash
hey
this
man,
week.
Sid Caesar loves these guys. You can't beat the
cavemen. Mac Douglas, too. He loves them.
It's trash! It's trash! And no one can make me believe that it's right. You won't mind all the ones you have to see. You're so
is a murder ballad.
Oh, I kill my love in a jealous rage. Then I broke out of the prisoner's cage, but I lost my way in the dismal shade. Down in the Everglades. I see her face in the mossy trees, the bending sway in the tropic breeze, 'cause I kill my love and her ghost parade. Down in Everglade. Hear them bloodhounds baying, Lord, I know they're out to kill. If those dogs don't get me soon, some swamp critter will. Lord, the gator watch me with a grin. The quicksand threatens to pull me in, and my blood runs cold as the sunlight fades down in the Everglades.
This is Colin from GBH, and you're observing Radio Like You Want.
And if you're up for smoking, guy,
I'll break the habits of a lifetime and do a quick bung with you.
GBH right there on Radio Like You Want.
Slitcher. Michael.
Oh, Jesus, Krusty Curmudgeon. How the hell did you get in here, man?
I got a passkey from the janitor that was downstairs. Michael, this music, if you could call it that, it's a bunch of noise.
It's what the kids like. It's about real things. It's about the streets. It's about junk. It's about drugs.
Real things. Let me tell you something, Michael.
What?
Before the police state was inaugurated, we had junk too, my friend. What? And junkers like Willie Bryan.
You've heard the story about Minnie the Moocher and about Smokey Joe. Well, gather round and let me tell you about a bloke I think you all should know. Folks all call him Jerry the Junker down in Chinatown. He's deep, dumb, blind, and lame. Silly, kick the gong around. Jerry the Junker. Oh, Jerry the Junker. Ragged clothes, run-down shoes, always singing the low-down blues. Misery just seems to come for Jerry the Junker. Now he was hollow-eyed and weary, run down like a heel. That come from slipping and sliding around on life's banana peel. A hot pipe was his only friend, and Al
alley was his home, and a garbage can was his restaurant, and that's where he always dined alone. Jerry the Jungle. Oh, Jerry. Ragged clothes and run down shoes. No wonder he's always singing the blues. Misery just seems to ooze from poor Jerry the Jungle.
Crusty Curmudgeon, pick of the week there, Willie Bryant and his orchestra, Jerry the Junker, from 1935.
You gotta love old Crusty, man. He comes up with some stuff.
He does, man. He teaches these kids what's up. For that, Charged, GBH, Slit Your Own Throat, and Dale Hawkins before that, kind of a murder ballad there, Everglades. That's the guy who did Susie Q. You might remember that.
Dale Hawkins, he should have been a contender. Susie Q is one of the all-time classics, but I never heard that one, Mike. You pulled that one out.
Well, have
out.
You heard any other song by him besides Susie Q? Probably not.
I have to admit, no, I haven't.
You have to be into, like, Norton Records to know anything else by him.
Who isn't into Norton Records?
Exactly, exactly. The Cavemen before that, It's Trash. That was our It Came From the Garage of this week.
Okay, for my money, that is one of the most bizarre and wild 60s garage songs of all time. I mean, they just turned the echo and fuzz up to 50.
Great.
And just said, fuck it, here we go. And he's screaming, It's Trash. And it's got that classic 60s thing of just hating your girlfriend. You know, I mean, the 60s rock and roll is notorious for that.
Yeah, they don't sugarcoat it much at all. That is a all-time classic garage one. In fact, I'm surprised we haven't played that before. All right, coming up next, we got our interview here with Eric Melvin of NoFX.
But first, a brand new one. This is Sellout on Radio.
Like you want.
Early 90s. Oh yeah.
right, that was Sellout by NOFX, and I am here with Eric Melvin, rock legend. Eric.
Yeah, Vlad, what's up, man? I haven't seen you in a while. Good to see you.
You know, every time we used to see each other, we would do cocaine, and we would ogle sluts.
Yeah.
But things have changed now. Now we do heroin, and we're gay. Now, you wrote that last track, didn't you? What's the story?
Yes, co-wrote it. Yeah, yeah.
You guys still just get the fire to write something, play something, do something.
Yeah. That's why we started, was just to be a band. And we're still trying to do that. It's just that now we've been to Seattle 100 times, and we've been to fucking Chicago 1,000,000 times. So we're in Bogota, Colombia last week.
Uh-huh. Yes. Now, I know you did some blow down there. There's no way.
I did some of the best blow I've done in my life there. It was amazing.
You heard it here, folks. Bogota, Colombia. Now, are fans there just desperate for rock and roll? Like, they never get bands down there. So was it like crowds in the streets?
They have tons of music. They love their music there. But they don't get a lot of California punk rock bands.
Right.
And we happen to be a California punk rock band.
Oh, yes, so, you do.
Yes. So they loved us a lot. It was huge. It was so big.
You had that crazy TV show where you went all over the world.
Right.
Some people thought it was staged. It was a hype. I said, hey, man, I've known these guys for 20 years. Like, that's no effect.
And you know how shit goes down. It's just the way shit goes down sometimes, and sort of like documented. And while we were in Colombia this last trip, we shot the second season we finished the second season. And it was because we got to Colombia and we finally played a show. Because we've been there now 3 times and finally played.
You mean all your other shows in Colombia got canceled when you went there?
Yeah, right.
You'd go all the way there and then they tell you there's no show?
Right, and there was no show. The first time there was no show at all. And the second time there was actually a venue with a stage. And we set up the gear, and then the police shut it down. That was the second time. It was like,
but why?
It was like
before it even happened? Because they hadn't paid the right people off?
Yeah. Our promoter was kind of sketchy. He got the permit for a free show or something like that. I guess it was a cheaper permit. But then the government officials, whatever, found out that it was actually that he charged for the tickets. And we had no idea until we got there that he had gotten the permit. So, you know, he was just trying to cut costs. And being a Jew, I can identify with trying to cut costs. I was like, oh, okay. Well, you know, he got caught. So now, it's okay to do bad things. Just don't get caught.
It's okay to do bad things. Just don't get caught. The very words of Eric Melvin from NOFX, Like You Want.
We're professional punkers, we come from the suburbs. After 15 years, we're still having fun. Now we're over 30, not looking so pretty. At least we got a beat-up accordion. That's Eric, our drummer. His father's a plumber. He drank enough booze to get Rhode Island drunk. Now sober but smelly, he's got one big belly from living the good life provided by punk. Singing. Buy me a Beck beer or pass me a bong. Give me some Bushmills, I'll sing you this song. Open another cheap wine. We're over 30. We're doing just fine.
Gimme Glenn Levitt, I'll sing you this song. Open another big box of cheap wine. If you take the low road, then I'll take the high.
I am back with Eric Melvin. That was the theme from NoFX. Now, what do you, you play accordion on this one? What album was this one?
Yeah, that was me on the accordion. What album was that? That'd be a good question to ask somebody else. Anybody can figure out three chords on just about any instrument.
On anything. Yeah. You could do it on the bouzouki at this point. NoFX was always a band that I liked because you guys weren't afraid to talk about fucking, getting high, and weird people. And why is it that somehow you guys got to escape the tag of being a bunch of sexist, racist, horrible people? You know, because you were in a scene where there was a lot of kind of seriousness, a lot of kind of PC stuff, and NoFX always was kind of allowed to traipse over that.
We didn't always get so lucky. We were in Germany in the late 80s, and actually a feminist group came to our show and actually threw bottles at us. And I don't know why, it's kind of funny for a feminist group to have a big dude jump up on stage to try to beat us up. The guy tried to attack Mike, and like I kind of like checked him into the drums, and it was this whole thing ensued.
The big guy probably wanted to fuck one of the feminists. And so the feminists were like, okay, here's the rules.
Here's the rules.
If you attack someone for being sexist, I'll suck your dick.
As we say, right.
Is it a particular song or just the vibe of the band?
God, it's like fucking digging up old bones
That's
here.
Perfect. That's what our show's all about.
Mike wrote a song called On the Rag back in the 80s. Yeah, On the Rag.
So season two is in the can, right? Didn't you go to Romania? And where do you go this year?
Shit. Well, we rehashed a little bit. We went back to Colombia and played the shows and actually played. We went back to Lima, Peru and played. And I don't think in the first season, maybe we hadn't gone to Russia yet in the first season. So we went to Russia this time. Yeah.
And did promoters pay up, or was it more like, hey, it's more amusing for the video when people don't pay up, you know? Because that's what people were fascinated by that first season.
Right, I've seen your show. You're the band that plays for free, right?
And now, NoFX is a two Jew band. Is there kind of a, do you guys kind of gang up on the other guys? Is it more, you know, because they're more scattered?
It's funny. Yeah, we do. We have our strength and our unity. But our drummer actually, as it turns out, is the most Jewish of all of us. Because he won't pay for shit. He won't pay for a goddamn
thing. But nobody recognizes him, so he's mad.
He's frustrated.
Going out to terrorize Goyam. Stop and shake it. Screwing shit says as long as we're home by Saturday morning.
'Cause hey, we're the boys.
Sports and anti-swastika tattoos.
We're the boys.
The Orthodox acidic OGR. Gain through intimidation. Pacifism no longer tradition.
'Cause hey, we're the Bruce.
Sports and anti-swastika tattoos.
I, we're the Bruce.
The Fairfax ghetto boys, skinhead Hebrews.
We've got the mic.
Psycho Mashuga nuts.
We can't lose the fight.
We are the chosen ones. Who?
Daffy Punk fame.
Oy, oy vey. We're the Bruise. No effects. You were pretty tough on him about the whole two Jews and two gents angle there.
I was? Was I torturing him about
that? You were torturing
him. Was there a lot of Semitic talk in there?
You were getting Gibson on their ass.
You know, I love Eric Melvin, and I got to thank him for talking to me, as well as our homies from Teenage Bottle Rocket this week. But what did we hear, man?
We heard the Bruise right there from Punk and Drublick, and we heard the theme from NoFX with Eric on the squeeze box there, and then we heard a brand new one from NoFX, Sellout, that's C-E-L-L, from Self-Entitled, the brand new one that just came out from them guys.
Now, would you say Punk and Drublick is considered their epic, their classic? Because I always thought it was S&M Airlines was kind of the one, but no, not really. Huh?
I think it's Punk and Drublick. I'm pretty sure, you know, I guess.
Doesn't it suck when you reduce a band to just one record? See, with me, it's Blood Guts. It's like, that's the only one I ever made. You know what I mean?
Because it's the first one everyone bought.
Right. And so that's why I thought, like, S&M Airlines, but that's not right. It's really Punk and Drublick. Was Punk and Drublick first? No.
I don't know. I would defer to you,
Well,
friend.
These guys had singles and stuff out on Mystic way, way back. But I'm talking about, like, the first kind of Epitaph record that everybody talked about. Well, either way, I don't know.
Look, let's just listen to some surf music and forget about
it. Penetration.
This is Blitzkrieg Bert from Bitterfeld, Germany.
This is all Blitzkrieg Bert.
Yeah, Blitzkrieg Bert. We got to thank Blitzkrieg Bert, John Gentile from Philly.
Super. This show is super. Blitzkrieg Bert is
and
super.
Of course, we got to thank Eric Melvin from NoFX, Ray Carlisle from Teenage Bottle Rocket,
Gentile from Philly, Blitzkrieg Bert, the whole cast, the whole crew.
You tell those punks how they can find us on the interweb.
RadioLikeYouWant.com's got all the podcasts you need. Got all the set lists, all the downloads, everything you could ever want and more. Interviews at RadioLikeYouWant.com is how you send us your submissions.
You look for us every other Friday. We will be up with a new show at RadioLikeYouWant.com. We also broadcast on Punk Radio Cast and all kinds of other neat places. Upcoming shows, Mike. Valiant Thor.
Look at that. Pig Destroyer.
Oh,
can't wait
got
for that
to
one,
love
man.
That. And I spoke to Sweden's finest. Quit your day job. Let's roll this shit.
Super cool.
Greedy Worldwide.